USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Funeral services about to get underway in New York City for a 9/11 first responder. Firefighter Daniel Foley died last weekend of illnesses stemming from his time exposed to toxins at Ground Zero. He was only 46. His brother was also a firefighter who was killed on September 11th. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden again predicting he's going to win Saturday's South Carolina primary. Polls there show he has a slim lead over Bernie Sanders and then Tom Steyer. This morning, Biden says if he doesn't end up winning the party's nomination, it will mean that the party has lost its roots.
We've always stood for a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-dimensional party. My basis of support has always been working class folks who are white and black, and the black community, and high school educated people who just deserve a shot.
USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Officials of Molson Coors say the gunman who killed five employees at its Milwaukee brewery yesterday before apparently killing himself was an active brewery worker at the time. Earlier, police had said he had been fired early in the day. President Trump talks to the nation about the threat from coronavirus, saying he and the administration will do whatever is necessary to keep people protected. He also says he's ready to spend whatever is needed. The White House originally requested $2.5 billion. Some lawmakers are calling for up to $8 billion.
Congress is talking to us about funding, and we're getting far more than what we asked for, and I guess the best thing to do is take it. We'll take it.
Still, the president says, given travel restrictions that have been in place for some time, the risk to Americans is low. The Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's up 8,000 from the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Lynching is becoming a federal hate crime. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
65 years after 14-year-old Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the House has approved legislation designated lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The bill, introduced by Illinois Representative Bobby Rush and named after Till, comes 120 years after Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation and after dozens of similar efforts were defeated. The measure was approved 410-4. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill, which designates lynching as a federal hate crime punishable by up to life in prison, a fine, or both.
Actress Lori Loughlin is asking for a delay in setting a trial date over charges in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. The Full House star and her husband filing the motion after new evidence turned up showing the ringleader of the admissions scam claims federal investigators badgered him into lying. The evidence emerged in the case of another parent being prosecuted. Notes taken from the phone of the scam's mastermind suggest that he told his clients they were paying donations to schools and not bribes, as prosecutors claim. And astronomers say a mini-moon the size of a car is orbiting the Earth. The astronomers in Tucson discovered what they say is an asteroid. They say it's about 6 to 11 feet across. Its orbit leads them to believe it entered the Earth's orbit around 3 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.